Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diversity in Selling, the only podcast dedicated to selling in diverse business markets. And now, today's podcast, hosted by David Tyson, CEO, sales leader, and millennial expert.
Good morning, this is David.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is David. I think we have everybody here now. So much for technical difficulty.
Right.
How are you this morning? Awesome.
I'm
awesome.
Doing
so,
good.
Great. So it's good to know that I'll just kind of repeat this in case things dropped on the line. I think we may have had a drop on the line this morning. Joining us this morning is Ash Marie Boyd, and Ash Marie is culture reporter, writer, storyteller. We're going to talk about the millennial viewpoint. She's going to give us some insight to the millennial viewpoint this morning, as well as other things as it relates to young adults in America today, especially in the North Texas area. Ash Marie, as I tried to say earlier, welcome to Diversity in Selling. I think we had a little technical difficulty, but I think everything is working now. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing so great. I'm so excited. It's Good Friday, and definitely looking forward to Easter celebration this weekend.
Yes. You're so right about that. I think we have another caller on the line. Jamila, are you online? Okay. Well, I have another person that's listening in this morning, so we'll just have them listen in. But once again, it is really, really good to have you here. So Ash Marie, tell us a little bit more about you. And when we had the opportunity to meet just a few weeks ago, you know, I was excited to hear about some of the things that you were doing, particularly in terms of the things that you were doing with millennials and in terms of millennials in the Dallas-Fort Worth marketplace. And so I want to talk a little bit about that, but also want to learn a little bit more about what is the Ash Marie Show. So why don't we just start with that? What is the Ash Marie Show, and talk a little bit about how you got involved in that.
Okay. So the Ash Marie Show was created as a forum for my personal blog and my online portfolio. And so I know most people think when they hear a show, a radio show or a talk show, but I'm actually using it as a forum to display my life online so that, you know, I'm showing all of the things that encompasses me as a writer, me as a storyteller, but also as a millennial.
Awesome. You know, that's really, really good to know, you know, that's happening. One of the things that, you know, I've encountered over the last several years in my business, in my training business, has been that I've had the opportunity to work with business owners and in developing their sales teams. And in developing their sales teams, a number of them are starting to bring younger salespeople to the forefront, you know, men and women in their late 20s, early 30s. And they've presented us sometimes with different approaches in terms of how they might sell, and particularly how they might sell to a baby boomer or a generation mm-hmm. Generation Xer, you know, along those lines. So different approaches that we are really beginning to embrace. Really beginning to embrace. So I think that you know, it's happening. It's a trend. I was interviewed on Fox 4 several years ago, and in that interview, I indicated that the millennials are going to be with us. So no matter what you think about it, get over it and let's just get on, okay?
Right.
because life just goes on, and all of us were 22 once. So you know, that's something that we have to think about. So. So what do you tell employers and baby boomers about millennials?
First, I keep it really cliche, but teamwork makes the dream work, basically. Baby boomers have so much wisdom and experience to offer us, but when you bring millennials to the table, you really have, you know, the first generation that is has experience with innovation evolving and technology, and millennials really just bring new education, more tolerance, and more diversity. And so with experience with diversity and technology really is a great formula for baby boomers and millennials to work together.
So talk to us a little bit more about that. I'd like to just take a deeper dive into that, because diversity is a word, diversity and inclusion, those are two words that are used somewhat loosely, depending upon whom you might be speaking to, and also it's the definition of diversity is not the definition of diversity that I grew up with. It's expanded so much. So talk to us a little bit about that. What do you mean by diversity as it relates to the millennial?
Okay, so diversity is just variety to me. Inclusion in itself basically means to be included. And I believe as a millennial, I have friends of every race, ethnicity, from all over the country, from all over the world. And each person, because they're in that particular segment, they bring something different to the table. You know, I'm a black female entrepreneur, you know, but one of my best friends is a black female and she practices another faith. And so just those type of things, bringing different segments, is just what I mean by inclusion. I found that as a millennial, you know, we are trying to stray away where we're segmenting each other out. Just diversity and inclusion just means that there are different things I get to experience from someone else's culture or from someone else's way of thinking. And when we all bring it to the table, you know, it allows us to get further.
You know, you're so right about that, and I'm glad to hear you express that way. Thank you for that definition. Thank you very much for that definition. So what opportunities does the millennial generation have and offer or is offering to the DFW area? And you know, you mentioned your footprint is not just local, it's national. But you know, based upon, I'm gonna kind of ask, I guess, a question inside of that question. You know, when you and I met, and you met my daughter Jamila, you indicated you were telling her about the big event that you've done, and I went and looked up some things where they talked about some things with one of the media outlets, and so it's maybe a two-part question. One, what inspired you to put a big event together along those lines where you had 200-plus people in attendance? And then inside of that is maybe that's what, you know, millennials are bringing forth to the DFW marketplace. Help us and give us a little bit more information and expound on that.
Okay. I'm actually co-founder of a Dallas-based production company called Gono Media, where we center our content around communities whose stories aren't often told. And so what I mean by that, the single mother who's Hispanic, you know, living in the Oak Cliff area, or, you know, the single father in Garland who works two jobs to support his children, or even the Hispanic engineer who's been working for NASA for 3 years but doesn't have the same notoriety, or I wanted to spotlight the stories that aren't often told. You know, you can look at Fox News or Channel 8 or Channel 5, and you don't often see our stories. And so I really wanted to create a platform that displayed those unique stories. And I really started with the people that I could relate to, which were my peers, which were other millennials. And so in 2015, we partnered with the Dallas Weekly. It's one of the oldest black publications here in Dallas. And they gave us an opportunity to create a publication that highlighted 20 millennials of color who were just making changes and making strides in their lane. I'm talking social activism, entrepreneurship, local politics, social media, musicians. And so for the past 2 years, we've gathered the leading millennials in the city who are in different industries, who are leaders in their industries. And we've created a publication that goes out every February, ending the month of Black History Month. And there are so many people that have really just been interested in it. It's great to see millennials of color who are, you know, teachers, who are social activists, who we have entrepreneurs and just these big brands that are coming from young people who have really decided to dedicate themselves to their community. And so that's really where we started. And so the event that we had February 19th, we actually brought all of those people, their supporters, and anyone interested in learning more about it into one room, and it definitely was a hit.
Wow. That is so awesome to hear. So you've done this twice now. So you've done a 2015 and a 2016 edition of the top 20 what's the title? The top 20 millennials in Dallas, or is there another name associated with it?
Yeah, it's actually the Dallas Weekly Millennials to Watch. And it's online you can find it at 20 Millennials to Watch.
So it's still available online by going to the Dallas Weekly's website, and it's called 20 Millennials to Watch. And so there is
I was going to say you actually can find it on my website as well.
Okay.
www.theashmarieshow.com, and where I have an online portfolio, and so some of the work I've done is listed there, and that annual series is there as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome here. Well, we're going to be looking forward to watching the 2017 edition of Millennials to the 20 Millennials to Watch in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as well. While we're on that, I want to dive just a little bit, because in February, I think we were telling you a little bit about the sales summit that we did. That was in February, and it was just really kind of coincidental that it was done in February. Most of the reasons why it was done in February is just because of the timing with mm-hmm. schedules. But my sales summit was the Millennial and Multicultural Sales Summit, because I want to reach a broad audience. But I also want to make sure that millennials are captured, and I also want to make sure the multicultural audience is captured. And during the course of the training and the workshop, there's a young lady who is of Asian American descent, and she stood and she introduced herself and introduced her company, and she said, "I'm a multicultural millennial." And I said, "Oh, it's interesting that she phrased it that way." And so I thought that, you know, it just caught my attention. I said, "Well, obviously that's true." You know, you kind of fall into that arena in both of those arenas as well. As a multicultural millennial and a woman, you know, what are you saying to not just your peers, but what are you saying to you know, as you report and as you blog, and as you mentioned, the mass media, general mass media, doesn't always tell our stories. You know, what are some of the unique things that you're talking about to create that, I guess, inclusion and that diversity and that acceptance of the multicultural ethnic millennial?
So the term multicultural millennial means a lot to me, because it means possibility and it means inclusion to me. As someone who's multicultural, like for instance, I'll take myself, I identify as being a Black woman, but I also identify as being a Cajun woman because of my roots in Louisiana.
Right.
I also identify as a first generation student. I identify as a Christian. And so that in itself is multicultural to me because those are a lot of different cultures that I can, you know, identify with as someone who is Black. There's a community behind that. As someone who is a Christian, there's a religion behind that. And so as someone who is a millennial, I bring all of those things to the table. So like even connecting with you, I bring, you know, a few things that you may not have experienced before. But now when I bring those to the table, you're bringing yours and we're able to collaborate on a greater scale.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because I appreciate your compliment at the beginning of the show when you mentioned the baby boomers, in particular baby boomers having all this wisdom. Well, you know, it's a matter I would say that my grandmother always said, who's from Louisiana as well, who said, boy, if you live long enough, you know, they're just things that are just going to happen. You're going to learn some things, you know, just through trial and error. Just through life in itself, you're going to learn things, even though you may not know you're going to learn these things. It's just going to happen, you know, as a result of life. Life does create the opportunity to understand, and of course, if you live long enough, that wisdom in itself is really going to manifest itself. That is for sure. It surely is going to happen. So, Ash, what's coming up? Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening with in events and with your organization over the next quarter.
Okay. So I actually own two brands, and I co-own a multimedia production company. And so we have a couple of things coming up. On June 30th, my production company will be having a mixer here in Dallas. And you can find that information on gonomedia.com. As for my personal brand, I actually own a PR firm. And so I'll be hosting an event. I'll be hosting an event June 10th. One of the different lanes I didn't mention is I'm actually an autoimmune survivor. I have an autoimmune called lupus. And so I'll be having a benefit dinner June 10th. To benefit the Lupus Foundation. And so it'll be called Midnight Brunch, and it's in Dallas. This is the first time that the organization will be hosting one in Dallas, and I'll be hosting it. And you can find that at my website as well. It's my PR website. It's ashhuntpr.com. So you can find all of that information online.
Wow. Well, you're quite an active young lady. You're involved in the business world, certainly, you know, and this is one of the things that we talked about during the sales summit was that one of the young ladies that was one of the moderators for a panel, and she's a partner in a staffing company, she talked about her passion for sales, but she also talked about her passion for giving back. Mm-hmm. And that one of the things that employers have to do in order to, as we may call it in the corporate world, work-life balance, is to make sure that all people have work-life balance, but millennials in particular really thrive on that and thrive upon that being in a part of inclusiveness in terms of their value add in the workplace. Now, is that something that, in terms of what I'm saying, that you relate to?
Not only do I relate to, I pride myself in that. I mean, right now in this season of my life, I'm a student.
Yes.
I'm an entrepreneur three times over. You know, but I'm also, you know, a family member and someone who works and lives in my community. And so that's what you really find with a millennial right now. We're working, but we're really, you know, basing our passions into our community because, you know, it's so present to us that our children will live in these communities, you know, and our children will be citizens in these communities. And so I think the millennials right now are really focused on improving, you know, the life or the space that we'll be in, you know, for the next 50 to 60 years.
Amen. All right. So it sounds like you must have heard some of what I've said, because that is the reality. I think that's what I was telling Tim Ryan on Fox 4 a few years ago. I said, hey, you know, no matter what you think and what you like, millennials will be with us for the next, you know, 50 to 60 years. And certainly you guys have to be on your heels of awareness, because the Gen Z generation is already on your heels. So it's going to be interesting
right.
to see how all of these cultures and inclusiveness, they all melt together. Well, Ash Marie Boyd, it has been exciting. It's been enthusiastic to have you with us this morning. I want to thank you once again for taking a part of Diversity in Selling, especially on this special Good Friday day of celebration. God be with you and bless you. And we will we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks
so
for including me. You have a great day. Yes.
The day is here, and we are going to have a great day. And I'll be right back, right after this brief message, as it relates to things that we need to know about in the mighty world of sales.
This week's Diversity in Selling Pod Tip focuses on three adjectives: aware, able, committed. Aware, having knowledge or discernment of something. Are you aware of your strengths and potential opportunities? Able, having the power, skill, means, or opportunity to succeed. Are you able to prospect, market, and close business? Committed, bound or obligated as under a pledge to a particular cause, action, or attitude. Are you committed to your success? This pod tip has been brought to you by SalesTrack.net, SalesTrac.net. SalesTrack, keeping your company goals on track.
Well, once again, thank you for joining us on this special edition of Diversity in Selling, Good Friday. Until next week, as I always like to leave you with, keep the faith. Faith works.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. For more information, join our LinkedIn group, Diversity in Selling, or email us at diversityinselling.com. Until next time, have an amazing week.